San Francisco officials are showcasing what they say could be a way forward in the battle against drug addiction. They unveiled a mock supervised injection site in the Tenderloin neighborhood today. Sacramento lawmakers passed a bill this week allowing the city to run a 3-year pilot program where people can come to a site staffed by counselors to inject drugs with clean needles. The bill still needs Governor Brown's signature, and many more details still have to be worked out before anything is up and running. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon toured the demonstration site today. And Raquel, give us a sense of what this place looked like.
Well, let me first be very clear. There were no drugs at this site. There were no drug users. This is just a temporary demonstration. Basically, Glide transformed its church hall into a supervised injection site where clients can get kits with clean syringes, disinfecting wipes, fentanyl, test strips, anything you would need to inject heroin. One odd thing is that it sort of looks like a beauty parlor or barbershop because each table, each station has a mirror, and that's not so you can look at yourself while you inject. It's so that the staff can observe in the mirror whether somebody's nodding off and be on alert for that kind of problem that they're there to prevent.
And why is San Francisco setting up and promoting a mock site when it's not even law yet?
Well, Mayor London Breed has made this a priority ever since she visited a supervised injection site in Vancouver, Canada last year. She says just one facility like this could make a huge difference in the fight against opioids in San Francisco and even save the city money.
It is estimated that one 13-booth site could save San Francisco up to $3.5 million by reducing hospital stays, HIV and hepatitis C infections, and overdoses.
So this is basically a very elaborate marketing effort to reduce the stigma surrounding these facilities. There are a lot of social service organizations on board. They think that if the public can see how clean and orderly the facility is, everyone will be a lot more comfortable with the whole concept.
But even if Brown signs off on this program, these sites still face a huge obstacle, namely the federal government, because these sites are still illegal under federal law.
Yes. In fact, U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein wrote an op-ed this week in the New York Times that these sites are very dangerous and cities that open them should expect swift and aggressive legal action. We got some tape from a colleague at WHYY in Philadelphia who sat down with Rosenstein today. He talked about charging people who staff these sites and possibly getting a civil injunction to stop them.
No local government, no state government can legalize the use of illegal heroin and fentanyl. It's illegal under federal law. And if anybody thinks this is a good idea, try to persuade the U.S. Congress, because until you do that, it's going to remain illegal in addition to being a bad idea.
The other thing is federal drug laws make it a felony to provide space for people to use drugs.
And how did city officials respond to this challenge by the federal government?
Mayor Breed, after her speech, was asked this by many different reporters, and her answer was strength in numbers. What she means by that is there's other cities trying to figure out how to do this. New York, Philadelphia, Seattle. They're all talking and trying to figure out how to do this without putting staff or host organizations in jeopardy, without risking the medical licenses of healthcare professionals who work there.
Okay. Thanks, Raquel.
Thank you.
KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon, and I'm Tara Seiler, KQED News.